Welcome to Secrets in the Dark. This is season 2. I'm posting episodes every 2 weeks on Saturdays at 3 a.m. I would love if you could hear them. I am really glad that you're around. I would request you, if you want to, you can follow me on all the social media platforms so you can keep updates of when I'm posting. You can also follow me on WordPress so that you can read what I'm writing. You can follow me on Substack so that you can get some stories delivered directly into your email. And yeah, that's it. I hope you're enjoying. I hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome back to Secrets in the Dark, and I'm so sorry that I dropped off the face of the earth, much like the friend that you'll hear about in this episode. I'm being really dramatic, but yeah, I stopped recording because there was a lot of noise and I could not get time to do any recordings, but I'm back. I will do it. There are a few episodes left now for the season to end, but you know what? I'll be on time this time around. I'll be a good person. Okay, so stick around, listen to me, please. And I hope you enjoy it. I hope everything is going well. I hope you're doing good. And yes, I'm back. Hello. Things are going great. How have you been? Every 2 months or so, I'm reminded of you out of the blue, and I don't send you a picture of what I'm eating in the day because we don't do that anymore. When did we stop though? I think a month after graduating when work got a little too much, and we said we'd keep in touch, but we couldn't. You dropped off the face of the earth and I just didn't bother to check up on you anymore. Knowing perhaps that things would be fine, right? I mean, there's no real animosity, nothing soured, nothing broke. I think we just fell apart, right? And I think I was just tired of trying to tie up pieces of every friendship. You know, I told you all about it on the nights we spent talking about our friends and how lost we felt. But I do think I left this one though. I let it fade away. I don't have much to defend myself by. I was just occupied. I thought of you when I was telling my work friend that I would show up to her wedding in a suit and not a dress. I thought of you when everyone in the office was talking of calories, and I thought, God, why haven't they been through the stage where you just give up on doing this and be okay with how you look? You know, I am now. I don't hate how I look when I stand in front of the mirror anymore. I thought you should know. I mean, I would have told you. I thought of you during breakfast when I was eating sprouts with puri. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't think of you a lot, only the normal amount. I thought of you when I was lying in bed and I noticed the pictures on my wall after a long time and how they still have you on it. I still love you, but sometimes I feel sadness at the things that I let pass. How I used to know every detail of your life, and now I don't know if you are in the same city or not. How are your parents and your siblings? Did you fall in love? How are you doing? What do you like these days? What are you watching? Do you want to hear about my disastrous love life on an end again? Will I tell you? Will we meet in a corner street years in the future and exchange warm hugs and promises of catching up? Will fate eventually push us to catch up on each other and we will sit somewhere sipping coffee and I would wonder if you hate me. But I miss all the things I let slip from my knowledge because we don't talk much anymore. How to be an old friend? Why could no one teach us this craft? Is it just big occasions when I scroll down the list and look at your name, wishing you well, and then never seeing your text for 2 weeks till it's too late to say anything? When I put on my black dress and spin around, I still remember the attention you put into buying it for me. I wanted to wear it to a date a few days ago, but it tore, and I sat there and thought if this was a comment on our friendship. I really hope it's not. I hope you're still writing. I hope you're well. Any malice I had from the days, it is all washed away with the months apart. And I just know that I can't get back to the usual state of things, but I miss you still. However, that must be. Our friendship is still important to me. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Secrets in the Dark. I will be back 2 weeks later and with a new confession. I hope that you're having fun listening. You can text me, DM me, email me anytime. And yeah, it has been really fun. I am hoping to hear from you soon, and I'm hoping that you want to hear from me soon as well. I will miss you, and I hope you miss me too. Good night.